This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Radio show.
What's up, America? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJ Radio, 844-551-8255 if you want to call the program. If you'd like to write, if you'd like to get a hold of us with your pen, I'm sorry, with your finger, or your fingers, you may go to KJRadio.com. There's a little area, contact us. We'd love to have you contact us. Fantastic. Anyway, glad you guys are with us. We finished up last segment talking about Kathy Griffin, who is just a vile human being. And it's funny to watch her now look for a safe place to land and crying and, my career is ruined. Your career was ruined a long time ago. And why anybody gave you relevance is one thing. But you know what what's so funny about these Holly weirdos? When they have a fall from grace, they don't know how to handle it. Let me tell you what they did. I'm going to put you inside of their minds. What am I going to do to maintain my lifestyle? How do I survive this? My lifestyle may end. I have to give up manicures and pedicures and getting my hair done and, you know, Kathy Lee doing whatever she's. I'm sorry. She's got a lot of work done and it hasn't helped. But it's their lifestyle. They also, let me tell you, the worst thing that happens to them, they don't know how to handle not being loved. Even when Kathy Lee called herself a D-lister, was self-deprecating, but people still saw her. They recognized her. They like her. Now, they see her out. She wonders who likes her, who doesn't. And the biggest thing that these guys are going to have to come to grips with over the next few years is being a leftist, thinking everybody loves when I hate the other side, and finding out, you know what? There are a lot of people out there that like Donald Trump. Why do you think I'm so vocal about it? I tell people all the time, man, I love Trump. I'll be placed. You have to sometimes, y'all, I wish you could hang out with me because I don't act a fool about it, but I come close. I straddle the line. I'm not going to lie, but I do it intentionally. I'm not doing it because I'm trying to be a buffoon. I do it because I want people to go, oh man, that dude, that black dude over there acting all crazy, he for Trump. And you know, I'm no hood rat. But I'll get out there and act like a hood rat. Shoot, y'all love me some Donald Trump. Y'all better know. Don't say nothing bad about no Donald Trump. Donald Trump got me a job. I mean, I just go crazy. And then people are looking like, what? And especially white folks, these white liberals, these leftists, when I'm in their, you know, coffee shops and wherever else they hang out, anywhere there's a gay flag or something, shoot, I go Trump mania crazy. I'm like the Don King of Donald Trump. Don King of Donald Trump. And you got the love of Donald Trump. Only an American can get a Donald Trump. And I'm so over the top because I want them to go, whoa. I want them to have that little ounce of doubt the next time they see a black person. Is he going to be one of those dudes that like Donald Trump? I want them scared. That's my way of being a terrorist, I guess. Black terror. Instead of black power. Black terror. And you don't raise your fist for black terror. You pull it back like you're going to punch somebody. Black terror! Someone start doing it, y'all. Y'all coming to see you. Black terror! You flinch from over there. Yeah, you better flinch. I can hit you from here. You may be what are you, 8 feet away? I can still pop you. Right upside the big old head. Right in the lips. Oh, my goodness. So, Al Franken, comedic hack turned fraudulent Senator Al Franken, steadfastly supported leftist jihadi Kathy Griffin when she did this stunt. After the stunt. Well, Kathy Lee, I mean, she's a comedian and you just got it. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. This came after the joke of decapitation of President Trump. Hey, it was all in good fun, right? I mean, come on. Yeah. Initially, in support of his fellow D-lister, Holly weirdo. He didn't even. Well, he wasn't gonna cancel her. He had an event planned with her. He's like, nah, we're gonna keep that event. Now, Griffin did offer her heartfelt apology to the Trump. Oh wait, no, she just apologized to her fans because she may have disappointed them. She didn't apologize to Trump. She didn't say, I'm really sorry, Mr. President, for doing that. I'm sorry I put your child through that trauma. I'm sorry for alluding to something so crass and so cruel. You can see it for yourself. Just go look at it. There's no apology in there for Donald Trump. And then she becomes the victim. Trump made me crazy. He made her crazy. Yeah. And then they said, well, he's using his power to go against her. His power of what? His power as a father, his power as a citizen of America to say, why would you do something like that?
If you don't stand up, you'll get run over. What's happening to me has never happened to anybody in the country.
No, what's happened to you has never happened to anybody because nobody else held a freaking severed head up of the president. I just want you to think about the crap storm that we'd be going through right now if somebody, pick a comedian. You can hardly find one on the right, but pick a comedian that would be willing to take Barack Obama's severed head and hold it up on TV. Just name me one. Don't think for one second either, folks, that Kathy Griffin's the only one who would have done this. There are many comedians who were, oh, when they first saw it, they were like, God, I wish I thought of that. And then the cake hit the fan, and they were, whoo, glad it was her, not me. Anyway, she's getting death threats. She's saying because of the first family bullying her. Notice all the buzzword. They bullied me. I can't believe the president would come after me. All these dog whistles. Anyway, I'm just telling you, we watched Barack Obama get elected twice. Nobody lost their minds. We didn't cut his head off and hold it up like jihad. But here's the deal I want to get to before we, you know, tell you what's going to be talking about the rest of the hour. The fact of the matter is it took all of this for Al Franken to finally go, look, it's too much. And here's what he said. He said this. I believe what Kathy Griffin did was inappropriate, not something that should be done anywhere in our national discourse. That should be anywhere. I consider her a friend. I'm glad she realized she crossed the line and apologized. But he added, after hearing from many Minnesotans who were rightfully offended, I've come to the conclusion it would be best for her not to participate in the event we had previously scheduled. And what's interesting about Al Franken saying this, folks, and this is why I wanted to talk about this to introduce the hour. It took Minnesotans to tell him. He didn't have it within himself to go, you know what? This is stupid. This is cruel. This never should have been done. This is a senator on the left who can't come to his own conclusions. He needed people to go, look, Senator Franken, this is no joke, comedian. We got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, DanPilla.com.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchases of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Everybody, this is a pretty amazing set of circumstances. We just broke this story yesterday, but it looks like Hillary Clinton is about to get an official investigation opened on her, finally. And it has to do with a report that we had talked about a while back. The charge was, the allegations were that Hillary Clinton State Department aides threatened a South Asian prime minister's son with an IRS audit in an attempt to stop a Bangladesh government investigation of a close friend and donor of Clinton's. And I don't know exactly when we talked about this, but I remember us having a discussion. A Bangladesh government commission was investigating multiple charges of financial mismanagement at a bank called Grameen. And this started back in May of 2012. Muhammad Yunus, a major Clinton Foundation donor, served as the managing director of the bank. The son of the Bangladesh prime minister, his name is Sajib Wazed Joy, is a permanent resident, and he recalled the account of what had happened. And he said, "It was astounding and mind-boggling. that State Department officials between 2010 and 2012 repeatedly pressured him, this being Wazid, and his mother to drop the commission investigation. Now, the commission report got released in early 2013. But here's what he said. They threatened me with the possibility of an audit by the IRS. Now, let me stop there for a second and just explain to you why this is important to a degree. Remember, we talked about the Obama administration using all these different departments within the government for nefarious reasons. We've had Lois Lerner get off from persecuting conservatives, you know, that were trying to get their 501c3s and 4s done, and going after these people. Talking about hard fist tactics. And so here you have a foreign guy going, yeah, they threatened me with an audit. I just want to make that as a reminder. For those of you, when you're talking to leftists, and they go, oh, that IRS audit was nothing. That was just a bunch of, that was a snipe hunt. It was not a snipe hunt. He says, I have been here legally for 17 years, never had a problem. But they say, well, you know, you might get audited. He says, they would say over and over again, Yanus has powerful friends. And we all knew they were talking to Secretary Clinton. Everybody knew it was Mrs. Clinton, Wazid, whatever his name is, he told the Daily Callers, where we originally published this report. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasini said her son had to face pressure from the U.S. State Department to keep Mohammed Yunus as the Grameen Bank Managing Director. Now, I want to go back to what I talked about with Comey a few days ago, maybe, I don't know, a couple days ago. And I told you, Comey's career was putting out fires for the Clinton Foundation and arranging big donations to the Clinton Foundation. And you'll remember, one of the banks that he had to go and he became a board member on was, I think it was HSBC or something like that. Exactly what's happening here. They couldn't put Comey on the board of this bank, though, to run interference. Unbelievable. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasini said of her son, Hillary Clinton phoned me and exerted the same pressure. Even the U.S. State Department summoned my son Joy 3 times and told him that he would face trouble. Hasini and the State Department officials told Joy that Clinton would not take the matter lightly. This is a lady who says there was separation between the Clinton Foundation and the donations that they got. There was no protection for donors and so on and so forth. And the very thing that she talks about that didn't occur, occurred right here. And there is no doubt about it. And so an investigation is now being opened up into this, according to the Daily Caller. And I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to get to the bottom of something with these crooked Clintons. And this crooked system that has done nothing except allow the very wealthy and the elite to exert pressure beyond belief. Look, folks, we're isolated from most of this stuff. You know what I mean? We're sitting back here going, if something happens, like a whistleblower, they ruin his life. What's that show where Will Smith got his life upended when he wouldn't play game with the FBI or something? They thought he had some evidence against them in the government and they went after him hard. Whatever, I forget the name of the show, but Gene Hackman was in it with him. When it's not affecting you, it's no big deal. If the government wants to pressure you, there is nothing in the world that's worse. If the federal government wants to get you, as I'm talking set you up, there is nothing worse. So you have to wonder, the fear that would come to you when you make a Clinton mad and you know what is at stake. You have to, that's got to make you, as much as we can talk, talk big, sitting behind a desk, when the government comes after you, you gotta have a pair the size of Alaska. I'm just telling you, that's why I tell you guys all the time, I tell you, I've never done drugs and I never will. Because if you find a heroin needle hanging out of my arm and I'm dead in an alley, you know somebody did it. If you find out, oh, Kevin's been running drugs into whatever, into South America, or you know it's a lie. Anything that doesn't reek of me being on the up and up, you go, no. That's not true. I know better. Because this government is scary. And the only thing, I'm just being blunt here, y'all, you know, I'm talking to friends right now. The only thing that makes me feel good right now, I'm being brutally honest with you, is the fact that we got Trump in there. I don't trust the government. Same people are still there, too many of the minions, but I trust that it's moved back towards us. Is it centered? Is it in the favor of the people? The answer is heck to the no. But I just want you to understand the type of government we would be talking about right now if that fat butt Hillary Clinton were sitting in the White House. Man, we would be up a creek. So this is what I'm talking about. In a June 1st, 2017 letter to Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Grassley repeated the charge that Clinton threatened Wajed with an IRS audit if his mother did not back away from the corruption probe. And so this new thing is going to come up. I'm excited about this. At some point, this will supplant Russia, and it's going to put a lot of things under scrutiny that the left no longer want under scrutiny, and that's what we need. I don't care. They can keep hunting Russia. Do what you want. This is going to get enough. This is going to grow some legs, and we're going to be there to follow it for you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I am fighting every day for the great people of this country. Therefore, in order to fulfill my solemn duty to protect America and its citizens, the United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord.
When the Pope went to the White House, he talked about the dangers of air pollution when he was here. And just last week, the Pope met with President Trump and gave him a copy of his encyclical, Laudate Si, which made the case for strong, urgent action to halt the climate crisis. The Pope wrote, "The climate is a common good belonging to all and meant for all." The Bible tells us that to minister to the needs of God's creation is an act of worship. To ignore those needs is to dishonor the God who made us. And that is just what we're doing by walking away from this accord.
I'm giving honor to God. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I dedicated today's show, or titled it, "The Con Job." The con job. What a con. You have, every time the Democrats want something, they invoke God. Yeah, it's so predictable.
Hey, if we walk away from these accords, it's like walking away from God. God giving you something, and you just walk right away from God. You turn your back on God.
Excuse me, but isn't that what you guys do every day? Wait, Nancy, one second. Can you invoke God in government? I'm just curious. Because you can't in schools. You don't want "and God we trust" on money. You don't want any symbolism of God in any way, shape, or form. And yet you invoke it. What a con job. This guy, he wrote this: "What I am far better at is recognizing the Paris Agreement, which Donald Trump got us out of this week, is a spectacular con. I spent a lot of time reading about it over the last several days, and I think it is a trick by China and some other countries to create utter chaos in the United States. If you read the agreement, it's nuts. It requires every country to decide what its yearly contribution should be, except for the United States. And it has no mechanism or deadlines to pay, implement programs, or anything else. There's not an absolute sentence anywhere, all assumptions and interpretations." "It is an absolute ploy to take America's money, and Trump should get a congressional medal for catching this catastrophe when he did. Face it, Trump understands business and cons far better than most.
If the U.S. followed the brilliant suggestions by the speakers in Paris regarding America, our nation would cut manufacturing of paper, concrete by 15%. We would cut steel, iron ore, and clean coal by 60-80%. Couple that with a $1 trillion check, and the Heritage Foundation now predicts the electricity cost by a family of four would increase between 13 and 20% a year. We would lose, quite literally, millions of jobs that would cost every family over $20,000 by 2035. He says, you won't believe this, but read up. When I heard Trump was pulling out of the Paris deal, I thought he was just bugging with the deeply panicked Al Gore types of snowflakes. After all, global warming is the liberals' cattle call, but whoa, this is very serious. All the members of the Paris Agreement want the U.S. to plunk down almost $1 trillion a year, and then they'll split it up so that other nations can do their part. Ain't that a kick in the head? But here's the coup de grace. If everything works perfectly by the year 2100, in another 83 years, the world's temperature will be cut by a mere 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit. History has repeatedly proven other nations don't fulfill promises. Look at NATO. And he went on to talk about more. I mean, I'm not going to dissect everything that the guy says, but this is a money grab, folks. It's of the highest order. And I don't know what 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit is going to do, but I'll tell you this. Man can't impact it. If it's going to be 3.6 degrees less than it was before, here's what I'll bet you. I will bet you that man has nothing to do with it. I watched this show the other day. If you think I'm lying, go pull these up. Iceland is a volcanic island. I think they have Krakos or something like that as one of their volcanoes that erupted not too long ago. So Krakos erupts and it shut down part of India. They had to close airports and things like that. And they have a bigger one that could erupt. And they were wondering if the wind caught it, if it blew towards the north and blocked the North American hemisphere, what might happen. And so they did a study on it, and they said if this volcano erupts and it's the right type of dust, it's the only place where this can kind of happen because there's the right volcanic dust. If it gets caught into the jet stream and all this, it could black out North America, which is up to 90% of the people live in the northern hemisphere, they say. And in doing so, we would have a worldwide catastrophe, hunger, and all this because, you know, it would black out the sun, crops wouldn't grow, etc. That's one volcano getting picked up into the wind, and we would have a major catastrophe. And yet, all we talk about is, well, there's fossil fuels and these cars doing this or that. And you got to hear Al Gore get into this. We'll play it. I don't think we have a chance to play it this time, but the funny part about what he says, he's in an interview with Chris Wallace, and Wallace does an okay job holding him to task, but he lets Gore get in all this stupid climate science nonsense. But one of the parts of the exchange, and it may not even be worth playing once I say this, but here's what he says. Chris Wallace says, don't you think that the market was going to respond to this? Because Al Gore's talking about there's a green energy revolution going on. And the irony of watching the clip, I'm not lying, you got to see it, it's on Fox. They got windmills going in the background in one clip, and there's probably, I'm guessing, 40 windmills you can see in the clip as they're, you know, just running stuff behind Chris Wallace to show green energy. They got solar panels going in, and they got this wind farm. In the wind farm, maybe four or five of the windmills are turning. Maybe. Okay? The rest of them are absolutely still. And the ones that are turning are barely turning. And they're talking about how great it is. The biggest strides in solar energy have been made in green energy have been made in solar for the most part. And there's a guy, and we didn't talk about this, we need to talk about it, who's got a new lithium battery that I think has amazing potential. Long story short, Chris Wallace says to Al Gore, don't you believe that the free market was going to adjust to this without government of intervention, and do you still need government to do it? And he was like, well, yes and yes. So even though he acknowledges that the free market was going to take care of this, because the free market is such that it's going to go, look, if we shift this way, if it makes it more convenient or better, we're going to do it. And he talked about the number of green, because Chris Wallace says there were governments and municipalities who have gone to complete green on their own. Maybe because they live in a windy area, or they live in a sunny area, or they have lots of natural gas or some other. I mean, I know that's still a petroleum product, but it's not nearly as bad as the rest of it. So he was just pointing out all these different things that have been able to be done by the free market with no input from the government, and Al Gore still can't do it.
Yeah, but you don't understand. The government was, you know, there's a time to do it, and it had to be done. This is the way
it was bizarre. And what Gore is saying is, the government must do this because the free market will never adjust. And that is a lie. You tell me something. So let's just look at government versus free market. So in a very basic example, the government gave us the post office and said, we're going to deliver mail. It's important, whatever. So for years, we had the government doing mail. There's been very little innovation. There's been technological innovations in delivering mail. But at the base level, there's been no innovations when it comes to the number of people that are walking the streets to deliver mail. No innovation whatsoever. The government's had a monopoly. Then you get UPS, you get FedEx, and you get innovation. I'm talking about technological innovation that makes the post office look anemic in comparison, and I could go on. That's the difference. There is nothing that government does that the free market hasn't done 100 times better. And Al Gore believes in his heart of hearts that we should let government dictate how these things are going. Then Chris Wallace calls him to task and says, look, we were in the Paris Accord. We're 40% towards the goal. We donated all this money. Nations did everything. We're 40% towards the goal that was 100% that was set, that you got tons of money for.
Well, that we wouldn't have had that had it not been for that. That's the way that it goes. You see, Chris, if we do this the right way, we understand that we didn't make our goal.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced that I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Climate change is like Russia. The left feels like the more people that they can get to just double
this climate. Oh my God, climate change! You better watch climate.
Russia, Russia, Russia. Trump in the Russia. Trust him, Trump in Russia. The more people they can get to say it, the more they say it, the louder they say it, the more eventually people believe it. They have the entire world saying it, and why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? This is a guy quoting, the 190 countries you're talking about, a great many of them are going to be receiving cash, American tax dollar cash, which they get because they voted for the plan. And if they say the right things politically, so why would you be surprised that these third world dictatorships around the globe say, let's do it? You're paying us. What would you do if somebody came to you with a lame brain idea? They said, you know what? If you will just turn off your air conditioner for 2 minutes a day, we'll give you $5,000 a year. Or turn it on. Whatever. Come up with the craziest thing you can think about. Listen, if you will put a bag over your dog's butt and let him fart in it twice throughout the week, we'll send you $5,000 a year. Okay, I'm game. And your dog is like scurrying away from you. He knows when you're coming, right? I'm just telling you, give me the silliest idea and then tell me I'll throw money at you if you just agree with this stupid idea. And people will do it. You want a good example? I'll give you a better example because I gave you some goofy ones. If I pay you, say, $25,000 a year to do nothing, sit on your butt, get a check, I don't want you to do anything, would you do it? Silly idea, right? But it precludes you from doing something positive. Let me give you an example. You're an African country, and you're receiving your money from climate change or whatever, this climate farce. And so if you're receiving this from this money, and then they say, well, let's industrialize, would you do it? What would be your incentive to go, I can get $1 billion a year doing nothing, or I can put a plant together and in hope that we make money with it, but we'll lose our $1 billion we get from the United States. What do you think most of these countries will do? Dictators have to do nothing. It's welfare for the world. It's essentially the industrialized countries buying off the other countries, and it's the elite plucking money off the top, knowing that this is the most racist. It is the most classist thing you can do. We're industrialized. We're willing to pay you to not do it. Save the planet. But don't ever let your people go to work, because if your people go to work, you could undercut us. You could work for very little. Let me tell you, Bushmen in Africa, if you want to switch, change people's lives, tell them, I tell you what, we're going to run water to you. We're going to build you these homes. You're not going to have huts anymore. You're going to have food. We're going to give you a little sustenance, and we're going to put a plant over there, and you can work. These people are the hardest working people on the planet. They've not been slaves, but let me tell you, getting up and having to hunt every day and all that, these people, fish, drag water, they would look at that as a dream. Yeah, there'd be a few holdouts for a while. But they don't call it human nature for nothing. So eventually, they would become civilized, and these people would be working for peanuts. And you know what the industrialized world would be doing? Screaming! We need unions in Africa, man! Where are the unions? They don't have any guidelines over there. We're sending them $1 billion. They're making all these plants. They're just as polluting as us now. But what they're doing is, they're saying, we'll give you this money to stay a third world armpit. Nobody wants to tell you that. But it's classist. And all these countries getting together are saying, hey, United States, why don't you pay for us to make sure that all these third world armpits remain third world armpits? And we'll just take your money and do it. And you'll feel good, right? We've done enough, folks. He goes on to say this. Europe made a decision to increase its own cost of energy. They don't want a more competitive United States and China, which is building 350 new coal plants and has plans for another 800. This is China. China's not hamstrung by the agreement. Al Gore, in his interview with Chris Wallace, talked about China has reduced its emissions by this amount. They're building clean energy coal plants, and also when they talk about the emissions that have been reduced, you know what where they're measuring? They're measuring in the midst of Shanghai. They're not measuring on the countryside. If they measured on the countryside, they would go, China has reduced its coal, it's a thing by a gazillion percent. And they didn't take the first measurements in the country. They took it in the worst place. They took it coming out of a plume. Then they go, they have reduced their energy. No, they didn't. They spread it out. They got it all over. As opposed to a big facility that was dirtying up this, they say, okay, clean it up, put a filter on the day we measure, say we've met the goal, and then go build another plant somewhere else. China is building 350 new coal plants, and you want to tell me they're dedicated to clean energy? They're dedicated to energy. China would love to see us encumber ourselves from an energy standpoint and not be able to compete. But luckily for us, we've got Donald Trump, and he's going to say, look, we're shipping you coal. They've scuttled our coal. You're the market. And what better market? These people, China's growing fast. Europe doesn't want us to compete at all. So, this is what's happening. A study of the NERA Economic Consulting found compliance with the Paris Agreement, get this, will cost the United States 6.5 million jobs by 2040. Now, you hear everything opposite of this. They tell you,
no, green energy jobs are being created at blah, 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 blah.
Nonsense. Green energy jobs. Al Gore says it's 19 times faster these green energy jobs are being created than regular jobs. He is a bald-faced liar. It's a stat they come up with. As opposed to what? As opposed to a mature industry like oil and gas? And by the way, when did you measure? Did you measure when coal plants were being shut down so that the statistics would really be skewed? Or did you measure from when coal was at its peak? Or are you measuring now when coal is ramping up? When were those measurements taken? All I'm telling you guys is they throw out statistics, man, like Mexican kids throw out these chiclets when you go down there. Chiclet, chiclet, chiclet. And the sad part is a lot of people believe this nonsense. They believe it. So 6.5 million jobs to be lost by 2040. Look at what Donald Trump's doing. Look, don't misunderstand me. If there's a better way to deliver energy, I want it. I would personally like to see hydrogen fuel take over. I really would. What an amazing thing. A product that can create so much power, yet the byproduct is water. That's a place where I just sign up for that, because we are water. You fuel your car, you go down the roads, and all along the way, you're greening up the land. Don't you think the desert regions would love that? I mean, Arizona, New Mexico? Send us your trucks. We could use the greenery on our highways. Thank you very much, the Chamber of Commerce of New Mexico and Arizona. Just, all I'm saying, holy cow, and the conniption right now in us backing out, you know, folks, let me tell you something. If you've learned nothing about the left, understand this. When they scream the loudest, it's because it hurts them the most. It's good for us, which means it hurts them. They're losing their money pit. I'll never forget when they talked about carbon exchanges. And I kept going, what are we trading? You know, it's like a stock exchange. Okay, great. I get it. But what are we trading? Well, you're trading carbon credits. Well, how do you get a carbon credit? Well, somebody arbitrarily gives you a number. And then if you need more carbon, you must buy that on an exchange. And all these companies agree to the number, and then boom. So it's like a pyramid scheme where there's no winner. The only winner is somebody who's came up with a scheme. Seriously? You want to just... Kevin, you get 100 carbon credits, then I get to 99, and then I'm over here going, yo, Billy Bob, look here, man, how many are you going to use? You got two? You got give a brother two, please. No, Kev, I can't. I can't, bro. I can't. Anyway, folks, that's going to do it for me today. We'll be back again.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.